Now, frequent listeners of NPR's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me may know my next guest. Maz Jobrani is the Iranian-American comedian and actor and a frequent panelist on Wait, Wait. Jobrani says comedians can play an important role in challenging stereotypes. He's been doing this for years. Here he is giving a TED Talk in 2010.
As you can see, when I talk, I speak with an American accent, which you would think as an American, Iranian-American actor, I should be able to play any part, good, bad, what have you. But a lot of times in Hollywood, when casting directors find out you're of Middle Eastern descent, they go, oh, you're Iranian, great. Can you say, I will kill you in the name of Allah? I go, I could say that, but what if I were to say, hello, I'm your doctor? They go, great, and then you hijack the hospital.
Maz Jobrani is coming to Atlanta tomorrow to play at the Punchline Comedy Club, and he joins us now from California via Skype. Good morning.
Hey, Adam. How are you?
I'm very happy to have you. Did you set out to be the Persian comic, or is that just something that happened in response to the world around you, or is that a box that people like us are putting you in?
I think it's kind of it's a little bit of a box in that I consider myself a comedian that happens to be Iranian, and you know, I talk about a lot of issues that relate to Iran and the Middle East and the politics of it, but that's not the only thing I talk about. I talk about my kids, I talk about a lot of other stuff. I think what happened was when we first did the Axis of Evil comedy tour, which was a tour we did in 2007 with other Middle Eastern comedians. Mm-hmm. Some of the jokes that I did at that point, there was four of us on a show. It was a Comedy Central special. And I think a lot of those jokes revolved around the Bush administration, being Middle Eastern in America. I even had a joke where I talked about how Iranians don't like to say we're Iranian. We like to say we're Persian because it sounds nicer and friendlier. And we say we're Persian. You know, I'm Persian like the cat, meow. And that was a joke. And now to this day, from that long ago, from 9 years ago, when people see me, they go, oh, my God, you know, big fan, Persian like the cat, meow.
Right. Yeah. Let's actually listen to a clip from the Axis of Evil comedy tour. This is actually from the Comedy Central special that you guys did. And again, just to remind everybody, this is all in response to George W. Bush in a State of the Union address, gosh, 9, 10 years ago, referring to Iran, North Korea, and what was the other one in the Axis of Evil?
Iraq,
Iran, exactly. This was in the lead up to the war in 2003. Iraq, Iran, and North Korea as an axis of evil. And in response, Maz, my guest here, and a bunch of other comics put together this great show on Comedy Central. Let's listen to a clip.
I tell them, my American friends, I go, yeah, I'm Iranian. They go, oh, so you're Arab. And I'm like, no, we're actually different. We're not Arab. But, you know, I mean, we're similar. You know, we're all getting shot at. You know, that's one thing. But Iranians are actually ethnically, we're actually, you know, we're Aryan, we're white, so stop shooting. You know, that's what I'm trying to. And then my American friends go, well, how can we tell you apart? How can we? And I go, well, it's in the accent. Iranians, when Iranians speak, they talk a lot slower. Iranians talk like this. Iranians talk like this. We talk very slow, like, you know, maybe we just shot some heroin. We're falling asleep.
Okay, so it's been a long time, a lot of years since then, Maz Jobrani. Is life better in the United States now? Do you find casting directors being less eager to typecast you in those kinds of roles?
I don't know if life – I think actually it might have gotten a little worse. The casting part of it has gotten better. I think a lot of networks are trying now – to have more diversity in their shows. I think there's definitely been people trying to create parts for Middle Eastern and Muslim and Arab and Iranian actors that are more nuanced. But we still have a lot of terrorist parts. There's still a lot of that. I for myself personally, have just said I don't want to go on those auditions anymore.
Yeah.
So for me, it's been fine. I still do play a lot of characters that have accents, which I don't mind as much.
Sure.
But I think overall, if you look at it, this world that we live in, we know that Islamophobia has gone up. I don't think that the Trump campaign has helped at all. And I think, as you see around the world, people are just more and more scared of Middle Easterners and Muslims. I personally, because of the way I sound, the way I look, I think sometimes people might think they don't even know if am I Mexican, am I Brazilian, what am I? They don't necessarily know. But I'm always reading the news to see what's been going on. And there's constantly, as I'm sure you're aware, there's been a lot of just Arabs and Middle Easterners getting kicked off of airplanes just for speaking their language. So I don't think that America is any better than it was in 2007.
My guest is Maz Jobrani, comedian. You know him from Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, among other places. He is playing the Punchline Comedy Club in Atlanta this week. You mentioned the Trump campaign. You've been talking about that in your stand-up routines. Here's a clip of you commenting on Trump's appeal his appeal in the sense that people feel that he says what's on his mind, and hear how that has swayed your Iranian-American mother. Let's listen.
I went to visit her. She goes, "Maz, I like this guy because he says what's on his mind." I go, "Mom, are you crazy? He's anti-immigrant, okay?" I go, "If he became president, your relatives couldn't come to visit you." She goes, "I don't like them anyway."
Okay, so that's a really funny bit. Did you ever worry that it could be taken the wrong way, that it could be taken to be making light of, or actually kind of making to seem benign Trump's proposed policy of blocking the United States to any and all Muslims?
You know, I think that the unfortunate thing about comedy or anything that you put out there now, it's going to get interpreted however people want to interpret it. So I can't. Yeah. I can't manage how people interpret it. I just know that what happened was the real thing that happened was that I went to my mother's house. I was actually trying to avoid Trump material because there was so much of it. And I thought, how am I going to do anything that's different? And I went to my mother's house, and she actually goes, "Yeah, I like this guy. He's kind of entertaining." And then I go, "What? Are you going to vote for him?" She's like, "No, I wouldn't vote for him. I just say he says a lot of entertaining stuff." So I had to take that and turn it into this bit of my mother saying that she basically supports the guy because she doesn't want her relatives coming to visit her. But then what happened was after that, and I've added to the bit, I was in an Uber with an older Armenian guy who actually did like Trump, and he was defending Trump. And the irony to me was that this guy's an immigrant and he loves Trump. So then that turned into a bit about how there's a lot of immigrants like Trump. And there's truth to that. You know, what's interesting to me with Trump and his Islamophobia and all that is that a lot of Muslims actually probably have more conservative views. If you're really a religious Muslim, if you're going to have views that might be more in line with Trump than you would think. You may think that, you know, marriage should be between a man and a woman, not gay marriage. You may think that women do not deserve equal pay, I should say. So there's a lot of things that the Trump people probably have in common with these people that they pretend to hate. But they wouldn't know it because they're too scared to even let them into the country. So when you see that there's nuances, that there's grays, I feel that you got to talk about it, and I'm not worried about how people are going to interpret it.
Maz, with our last couple of minutes here, you're talking to public radio listeners. What can you tell us about what it's like to do Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me? Is that show as fun to tape as it is to listen to, or is there a lot of rigmarole when you're on stage?
I love taping it, man. What I tell everybody is if it ever comes to – because it travels from time to time. So if it ever comes to Atlanta, go see the live taping of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, because we do – closer to 2 hours of taping, and then the show itself is, once it's edited, I think is about maybe 52 minutes. So you miss a lot, and it is a lot of fun. I mean, sometimes you sit there and few minutes go by and you haven't said anything funny or witty or anything at all, and you start getting intimidated, you start sweating, you're like, "Oh, I got to come up with some stuff. There's 2,000 people looking at me." But it's a blast, man. I really, that's one of my favorite things to do. And it's a great show to be on.
So the raw taping is obviously a lot longer than what we hear on the radio, as you mentioned. Does that mean that there are times when the director is asking you to do a joke over again? I mean, that seems like a nightmare to try to do in front of a live audience.
No, the live audience, actually, if people that have seen it will know what happens. We run it all the way through. So it's not that anyone's telling you to do anything over again. It's just that we are just babbling on. We're basically trying out stuff. We're throwing out jokes and hoping that it hits, you know, because none of the stuff is it's all improvised. The only thing that we work on before the show, the panelists at least, is the Bluff the Listener. They give us that topic the night before, and we create our own Bluff the Listener, unless if you have the real story. And then the other thing that they tell us is what's going to be the prediction at the very, very, very end. But the rest of the show, you're improvising. So whatever that news item of the day is, you just got to go for it. And so what they will edit down to maybe a 30-second little blurb will end up being us maybe riffing on that for 5 minutes. The part that is actually boring for the audience at the end is when we do go through it, if we've bumbled it at all, then we go back and we do pickups, and the audience has to sit there and listen to that. And that's kind of boring, but we got to do it.
Okay. And it's live radio right here, so no pickups. And luckily we didn't need any. That's comedian Maz Jobrani. He's performing Thursday through Saturday at the Punchline Comedy Club in Atlanta. Hope you have a good run there. Thank you for being on the show, Maz.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
You too.